Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 643 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have an awesome question today from Kathy, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is an awesome company, one of the best I've worked with, and one of the most helpful, too, because they can help you manage your business finances. And what's really cool is if you invoice anybody for any reason, you do any billing, for example, you have students or you're coaching some people, or you have companies that you're consultant for or whatever, clients, if you bill, FreshBooks is definitely the easiest way to bill people. In 30 seconds, you can just have things sent over, and it's done in a very professional manner. And on the receiving end, as somebody who is going to pay, when you get a FreshBooks bill, it just is really easy to do that. So you can get paid much faster. It looks more professional, and it's just so stress-free. So if you want to check out FreshBooks to help you manage your business finances, they can also automatically keep track of your expenses too, just so it's all there in the charts. You see what's going on. Very, very automated, as much as... Go ahead and go to freshbooks.com/askpat and then make sure you enter AskPat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Kathy. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. This is Kathy Cervatka. I've been working on my being very goal-oriented this year and working out my project and education goals as well as my financial goals. I figured out what I need to accomplish to achieve the financial goals I've set. But now I'm trying to break those achievements or those activities down into like monthly, weekly, daily, hourly chunks. And it's starting to feel overwhelming to try and organize it. I feel like there's like more, I don't know how to, it just feels like there's more to do than I have time. And I don't think that my goals are unreasonable or even the activities. I just don't know how to break them into daily, hourly chunks. And I know that you're into batch processing your activities, so which is something I'd like to try, but I really don't know how to apply it. So I was wondering if you could help me, maybe tell me how, as you started growing, you started applying, you know, your scheduling and getting yourself organized that way. Thanks a lot. Love you. And that's it. Bye.
Hey, what's up, Kathy? Thank you so much for the question. Love you too. Thank you so much for your honesty and sharing that. You know, this is getting a little bit difficult because time management, I think, is the number one struggle that all people have. And especially for us entrepreneurs and us who are trying to achieve these big goals, I mean, it's even crazier because we have so many things that we want to do. So there's a number of things I want to touch on, but this sort of reminds me of, you know, your story here about, you know, trying to be very goal-oriented, getting it down to the hour. It reminds me of when I first started working with a VA or a virtual assistant overseas. And, you know, when you hire a VA, it's somebody who can help you do tasks that maybe you can't do or tasks that you maybe can do but just don't want to do them or don't need to do them or shouldn't do them because you have other things to do. Now, working with a VA is great, but it can get a point. It can get to a point where you could just micromanage that VA so much that it actually works against you. And I've done this before. I know a lot of people who do this. They hire VAs, but then they worry about every single thing that they do and making sure they're not wasting any time. And then all that time that they have saved by working with a VA, they're actually wasting time because they've spent more time focused on getting the VA to do what they need to do. And so it just reminds me of this, because I love the fact that you're goal-oriented. That's very important, because unless you know what your goals are, well, then you're just doing work for nothing, just to stay busy. And you might end up actually being further away than where you actually should be because you just don't have any direction. So goals, great. You're going in the right direction, which is a positive and a lot more than I can say for a lot of people out there. So get your goals in order, people, if you don't have your goals in order yet. So that's the first thing. And I love how you're breaking them down too. This is what we're taught in books like The One Thing and Essentialism, you know, focusing on those tasks that are actually going to move the needle. And this is great. You're writing these things down. You're breaking it down from, you know, yearly to monthly to weekly, and that's super smart. But the more breakdown that you can get, the more stressful it becomes and more overwhelming it could become, which is what you're experiencing, Kathy. So, I mean, you could take it even further. You could break it down by the half hour, what you're doing every half hour, or what you're doing every 15 minutes or every minute or every second. And you definitely don't want to do that, because then it just becomes super overwhelming, like you said, and it kind of defeats the whole purpose here. So I would go to daily. And this is what I do now. I've actually tried going into the hourly or time blocking throughout the day for certain things. I found that when I enter a day, when I wake up in the morning and I enter a day knowing that my task for the day is related to this thing, then that really helps me focus and gives me the room to be creative, and also helps keep me on task when other things might get in the way, because I know that, well, those other goals that I have, those are reserved for other days. So try working out the daily thing. I mean, that's the sort of time blocking and the scheduling and the batching that I do. So here's an exact look at my weekly schedule. So Monday are my writing days, and those are days where I only write. And so I don't do any podcast interviews. I don't do any meetings that day unless it's like an emergency or something, but my team knows. And I only make myself and allow myself to write on Mondays. And what am I writing? Well, when I was writing my book, it was very, you know, I was writing that every day. This isn't about that. This is about those tasks that have to happen over and over again that are helping me reach my goals and whatnot. So writing means, for me, writing blog content, writing emails, writing course material, things like that. And yes, when I approach those days beforehand, I know kind of how much time I want to spend on each, but I don't block out, okay, during these hours I'm doing this, during these hours I'm doing that, because sometimes you need to give yourself a little bit room, because a little bit of room, because sometimes I'll be in the middle of writing blog posts and I'm in just such a good groove that I don't want to stop, and so I keep going. And those other things, well, they get pushed aside, but I have to allow myself that to happen, or else, you know, and I need that flexibility, or else I'm just going to drive myself insane. And I need to also be conscious while I'm working about what it is that I'm excited about at the time, and what is it that my body and mind are really into, and where's that flow. If I try to ever work against the flow, I'm wasting time. That's the one thing I know does happen. And I come across, you know, that, you know, fighting up the stream kind of thing, that feeling every once in a while, but I always try to go downstream, if that makes sense. I always want to have a great flow in my mind, and I want to work in that current, with that current, not against it. So hopefully that analogy makes sense, but that's what I always try to do. So Mondays are my writing days. Tuesdays are my podcasting days. That's when I record podcast episodes, whether I'm a guest on another show or I have a guest come on or whatever the case may be. I record on Tuesdays, and I know, and my team knows, that that's what happens on Tuesdays. Interviews are scheduled on Tuesdays. And again, it just helps with not only what I do that day, but even all the scheduling stuff and things around it, and the fact that my team knows, it just makes the processes much easier in and around all the days that I work, that I'm working. Wednesdays are my meeting days. Those are the days when I have all the team meetings. Whenever I'm meeting people in person, I always do whatever I can in my power to make that happen on Wednesday, you know, chats with Jessica to catch up on that day as well, and chats with my team, and any sort of reporting that's done with my team, that's all happening on Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday are sort of cleanup days. And I think it's also important to have some of those kinds of days where you could do whatever that you feel like you need to get caught up on, and that works out really well. So what I would recommend is take these big goals that you have, which you've already done. You've sort of chunked them up and created milestones, which is great. And then besides, or before you get into the what you do each day type thing, And that, I love that because then, first of all, like I said earlier, when you wake up, you know what you're working on. But at the end of the day, you can see all the things that you did related to that thing that you finished. When you jump around between different projects or different kinds of tasks, you start to forget what all you did. And I think a lot of us go through that in life. We do so much great work and then we don't think about it. And I'm very lucky because I use this thing called the 5-minute journal in the evenings to really reflect on what I've done during the day and just to really, really be proud of myself. I think a lot of us could be more proud of ourselves. I think we would be much better off when we wake up in the morning if we're proud of ourselves the night before. So consider that. And again, that tool or that journal, if you will, is at 5minutejournal.com, all spelled out. Again, it's 5minutejournal.com. So that's really helpful. What I was saying earlier, where I kind of went off tangent a little bit there, I apologize, is that before you get into what you do each day and that kind of thing, you need to prioritize. And if you have multiple goals, multiple projects that you want to work on, you really do need to rank them. I mean, this is straight out of Essentialism. You need to rank them. And Essentialism is a book, just so you know. It's something that you have to do. You have to rank them. And when you rank them, you get to see which ones are more important. And those are the ones that you work on first. And as we know from Jay Papasan and Gary Keller from The One Thing, when you start to work on multiple things at the same time, your energy gets lost. You are going nowhere. So focus on one thing until completion, so you can reach that goal. And yes, there are ways to kind of do side by side. And if you time chunk and time block and batch process, then yes, you can do multiple things at the same time or quote the same time, but you can't think about the same thing at the same time. And I think that's why this prioritization stuff is super important, because at any given moment, only one thing should be your focus and one next goal. And I wouldn't chunk it into the hour. I would chunk it to the day. I would chunk it to the day, Kathy, and test that out and see what that's like. Give yourself some room for flexibility. I think that's going to allow you to breathe a little bit and be creative. As long as you know what that thing is that you're working on and what that goal is that you're striving for, that next milestone in that one priority, is it's going to help you each day. And you're going to be a lot more focused, a lot more motivated. It's going to help out. So, Kathy, thank you so much for your question. I appreciate it, and I wish you all the best. I look forward to an update perhaps down the road to see how things work out or if you found a solution that works for you. And really, that's a big thing. This is something I learned over time, you know, because I've read a ton of productivity books. I've heard a lot of great advice from people, and some of those things don't work for me. Some of those things actually work against me. So I say this based off of what I know works for me and many other people that I teach and coach online, but it may not work. And so you're going to have to just be conscious and experiment with what could potentially work for you. It might be a piece of software that could help out. Scheduling in your calendar every single task that you do. I know that works for my good buddy, Chris Ducker. He says, if you don't schedule it, it doesn't get done. And to a point, that does really work. So experiment, see what works for you. Everybody's different, but hopefully this at least gives you some direction, Kathy, and everybody else out there who's listening. Thank you for your question. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I appreciate you so much. And so FreshBooks, again, once more, thank you for sponsoring this episode. And for those of you who want to get involved with FreshBooks, it's definitely the easiest way to keep track of all your business finances. Get involved with it early before it just becomes a huge mess like it was for me, because I always initially just started with Excel, which is, you know, the economical way, but it ended up wasting a ton of time, which is not economical, of course. So check it out. Go to freshbooks.com/askpat and enter the name of the show, Ask Pat, in the How Did You Hear About Us section. You'll get a 30-day free trial for going through that link. So again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat for a 30-day trial. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote from my good friend Jay Baer. He said, "Inspiration doesn't respond to meeting requests. You can't schedule greatness." Cheers, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, everybody. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.